From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Chicago is bracing for massive rallies during the NATO summit there this weekend. A downtown protest led to several arrests on Friday, but there are no reports of damage or serious injuries. NPR's David Shaper reports that the main rally was organized by a nurses' union.
Why would nurses protest NATO? Well, members of National Nurses United had planned on protesting the G8 Economic Summit, which was going to be in Chicago this week, but moved to Camp David instead. So 1,000 nurses rallied in downtown Chicago anyway, wearing red scrubs and green Robin Hood hats to promote what they call a Robin Hood tax, a proposed fee on financial transactions that they say could raise billions for health care. Here's NNU co-president Karen Higgins.
So the solution is we pay sales tax. It is time for Wall Street to start paying back what they owe the rest of this country, and they need to pay sales tax.
Other protest groups in town for the NATO summit joined the nurses' rally before some started marching through the streets. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney and his wife Anne are spending $150,000 of their own money on Romney's campaign. NPR's Peter Overby says the Romneys made the gesture as the campaign pushes to recruit big donors and volunteer fundraisers.
The Romneys did what they're asking their wealthy donors to do, that is, give to a joint fundraising effort designed to sweep up the most money possible under the federal contribution limits. The Obama campaign uses a similar fundraising system. In the Romney operation, Mitt and Ann Romney's $150,000 donation would give them founding partner status. Founding partners get special treatment, including two retreats and weekly briefings. This is Romney's first personal contribution to his campaign. 4 years ago, he spent more than $44 million in his bid for the GOP nomination. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department says unemployment rates fell in two-thirds of U.S. states last month. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swonk says the report can be assessed different ways.
Well, in some places, it's very good news. You've actually seen unemployment come back in places like Texas. So some places, it's a real sign of strength. Other places, it's a little more mixed.
In many states, unemployment has fallen well below the national average of 8.1% as of last month. In 22 states, jobless rates were lower than 7% in April. Facebook shares closed just 23 cents above its offering price after rising nearly 10% in initial trading on the Nasdaq Stock Exchange. Technical glitches delayed the start of the IPO by a half hour. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating problems that prevented traders from canceling orders. The IPO was the third largest in U.S. history. This is NPR News. Firefighters are reporting progress in battling a 12-square-mile blaze in the Colorado foothills north of Fort Collins. The fire is now 45% contained. An evacuation order has been lifted. As KUNC's Grace Hood reports, investigators believe the blaze was started by a camper.
Officials say it was a camp stove that started the fire last Monday in the mountains northwest of Fort Collins. The camper attempted to stomp it out but was unsuccessful and contacted authorities. Nick Christensen is with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office.
He faces a $300 fine plus processing fee of $25. However, the U.S. Forest Service will also be seeking restitution.
Christensen says that could help defray the costs of fighting the wildfire, which so far has cost $1.2 million. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Fort Collins, Colorado.
A serious blow for the prosecution at the Roger Clemens perjury trial Friday. Former trainer Brian McNamee testified that the needles and cotton balls that he gave to investigators were used on several players and not just Clemens. Los Angeles police have arrested two suspects in the shooting deaths of two Chinese graduate students near the University of Southern California last month. Police say the motive is not yet clear, but evidence points to a street robbery. The students were shot while sitting in a BMW about a mile away from this USC campus. Wall Street closed down a negative trading week, the Dow losing 73 points, the S&P 500 fell 9, the Nasdaq was off 34 points. This is NPR News.